We'll be looking at different scripture passages once again, looking at the book of Acts, the story of the early church, and we'll witness the powerful moving of God's Spirit and seek to apply what we learn in Acts to our lives today. And this is an additional message to the series we did in the summer and early fall, Acts of the Spirit. And you can find all our messages on our church website if you've missed any or you want to see any again. And I have to thank Joseph for the title, Acts Editions, because he mentioned the idea during one of his messages on Corinthian cuts. And as soon as he said it, I was like, I've got to do it. Acts Editions. So here we go, Acts Editions. And the subject of prayer has been and is on my heart. And this morning, we'll look at the place of prayer in some passages in Acts. And this is only a sample, of course, but it gives us the opportunity to examine and reflect on how and when we pray as individuals, but also as a church, the body of Christ, and the power and beauty of praying together, of becoming more and more a people of prayer, a people that live day by day, moment by moment, in the presence of God. We'll look at the priority of prayer, the power of prayer, and the precision of prayer. That's a lot of P's. And I'm Paul. Okay, this may be a springboard, and I hope it is. I hope it's a launching point towards a deep and abundant life of prayer. Wherever you are, whether you're just new to the idea of praying or you're a prayer warrior, that you will go even deeper. And I'd like to focus on prayer not so much as an activity, but as a relationship. So prayer is an activity, but it's more than that. It's an ongoing relationship with God. Speaking and listening, with words and without words, in the stillness, the quiet waters, and in the midst of the storm, the push and pull, the demands of daily life. 1 Thessalonians 4:17 urges us to pray continually. Pray without ceasing. This is how we are designed to live, in conversation, connection, and communion with Almighty God, Maker of heaven and earth. A while ago, my wife went on a trip with her sisters. There's four sisters in the family, and it was the longest we've been apart. And I have to be honest, I was a mess the whole time, though some of you know that. And why? Why? I mean, I can cook for myself and stuff. But it was because she wasn't with me. Our conversation, our connection wasn't happening the way it usually does. And prayer is a relationship with God, connection, conversation, communion. Prayer was a priority for the early church. They prayed together. They gathered together and prayed. And let's look at some examples. Acts chapter 1, verse 14, we read, they joined together constantly in prayer. And the context for this verse is that Jesus, before ascending to heaven, instructs his followers to wait in Jerusalem for the gift of the Holy Spirit. They wait and they pray. They join together constantly. Prayer is ongoing. Prayer is a priority. They join together and pray constantly before a transition point, an event that will shape their community, that will transform their lives. They pray. They pray some more, and they're praying together. And in Acts chapter 2, after they receive the Holy Spirit, after many are added to their number, the church continues to make prayer a priority. We read, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. They devoted themselves to prayer. The church, God's people, is built through prayer. The church is sustained through prayer. How about us at Oceanside Community Church? Are we not also in a time of transition? We're growing and we're seeking to multiply. And how to do this? And we have been praying. Let me encourage you. We've been praying into the multiplication of a site or a service. And we will continue to pray. Prayer is part of the fabric of our church. Transformative prayer is one of our core values. Just to give a few examples, we pray before the Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. in the Dutco office, and anyone is welcome to join. We could have so many people, we'd have to find a new place to pray. That would be great. And we pray throughout the Sunday services. We pray for our children. We just enjoy a time of prayer and listening. We do that every Sunday, every service. We have prayer teams. We have a soak time every month. Prayer and worship nights. We pray in our life groups. We pray in our homes. I know groups of people who have gotten together to pray during the week. One of them had to hit me up, ask me for a church key. I need a church key. I got to get in there and pray. Well, we ran it by Joseph. It worked out. I see people in the sanctuary praying. I've prayed with people in the lobby. So prayer is happening. Let me encourage you. And how is God leading you now? Is there a next step, a concrete action that God's putting on your heart to take? Maybe you'll go forward and pray with someone on the prayer teams. I know it can seem scary, but it's fine. This is a safe place. It's great to come forward. Maybe you'll try that if you haven't. Or perhaps you'll ask the person next to you, right beside you at the end of the service, is there something I can pray for you for? How can I pray for you? Or maybe you'll write out a prayer on the prayer card. These are just some examples. Allow the Spirit to speak to you. And we'll continue to pray. We need to keep praying, to be in constant conversation and communion with the Father, to abide in the vine of Jesus, and to receive the ongoing filling of the Holy Spirit. How many of you have a barbecue with a propane tank? Anybody here? So, oh, quite a few. Yes, excellent. Well, when the tank runs out of fuel, you ain't cooking anything. So let's keep that propane tank of prayer full. And of course, any analogy falls short of the real thing. I'm wanting to emphasize prayer as a relationship with God. So just a fuel source doesn't convey the full picture, but there is power in prayer. We read in James chapter 5, verse 16, that the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Why is prayer powerful? What makes prayer powerful? I mean, is it the eloquence of our speech or the quantity of our words? Of course not. And I realize that some people feel awkward or uncomfortable praying out loud in a group situation. And first of all, don't be hard on yourself. Give yourself the same grace that God gives you. And second, it's good to pray out loud. It's a good thing. There's power in declaration. Speak the word of God boldly. So I always encourage people, even if it feels uncomfortable at first, pray out loud. Get comfortable doing that. Break the sound barrier. And remember, it doesn't matter how you sound or if you have the right words. Just try it. Start by keeping it short and simple. Maybe a sentence prayer out loud, thanking or praising God. And God will help you. You can actually ask Him for help in praying out loud, and He'll help you. And here's an example of the early church praying together out loud. Acts 4:24, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. Let's speak out. Let's raise our voices together. And it's such an encouragement to me during prayer and listening when I hear the voices of other people praying in agreement. It's powerful. Prayer is powerful because God is powerful. God's power is vast, unlimited. God is powerful beyond what we can comprehend. God has revealed Himself, but there's also a sense of mystery, of more than we can ask or imagine. The power of prayer, the power of God. Can we begin to get even a glimpse? We read in Acts chapter 4, verse 31, after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. And sometimes God shakes the room. Sometimes He sends fire. Sometimes He whispers. But there is always power. Isn't it amazing, breathtaking, that God invites us to participate in His mission? Here in Oceanside, in our community, God is moving. He's heard our prayers. He always hears our prayers. And what a great Sunday last week. The service booths, all the opportunities, all the work that's been done by our current volunteers. And prayer will sustain us. Prayer will strengthen us. The more we grow, the more opportunities we have to serve, to share the love of Jesus with our community, the more we need to pray. Through prayer, we converse, we connect, we commune with God. Everlasting, all-powerful, ever-present, full of grace and mercy, steadfast in love. I'd like to look at one more passage in Acts and talk about the precision of prayer. Priority, power, precision. Prayer is precise. It's effective. We can pray with intention. We can pray specifically into any situation, small or large. And I invite you to turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 12. We do have Bibles at the back for you to borrow or keep as our gift to you. We'll be looking at Acts chapter 12, verses 1 to 17. I won't read it out loud, but I will refer to it. So in Acts 12, we read that the church is being persecuted. James, the brother of John, has been put to death, and Peter is arrested and put into prison. And the church gathers together to pray for Peter. Acts 12, verse 5. They are praying earnestly, intentionally, passionately. And as we read the passage, we discover that Peter is miraculously brought out of prison. It's amazing. An angel, chains falling off Peter's wrist, an iron gate opening by itself. And Peter at first even thinks it's a vision, but it's not. God really sets Peter free. And we declare this morning that God will set you free with power and precision. So the angel leaves in verse 11, and Peter realizes that the Lord has rescued him. So he goes to a house where they're actively praying for him. And here's to me where we have a lot of humor. A servant named Rhoda goes to answer the door. She hears Peter's voice. She gets so excited, she doesn't even open the door. She leaves him outside, goes, "Hey, everybody, it's Peter. Peter's at the door." And no one believes her. I mean, I wonder even if they get annoyed. I mean, come on, we're praying here. We're having a prayer meeting. It's serious stuff. Stop interrupting. Anyway, well, Peter keeps on knocking. Finally, they open the door. They see Peter in the flesh and realize that God has answered, and I'm guessing beyond what they asked or imagined. So what can we learn? Well, we should never underestimate God. Never underestimate God. Pray with expectation. God hears our prayers. God is for us, not against us. Pray with expectation, but not just about the answer. Pray with expectation about the relationship. God loves us. God wants to have fellowship with us. God wants to protect and care for us. That is his heart. He is a loving father. He gives good gifts. God always hears and answers. But sometimes the answer is no or wait. What then? One of the topics at our Youth Alpha that we're doing was prayer a couple weeks ago. And in the video, one of the hosts was sharing. He was a father, and one time he was preparing food. So he's chopping cucumbers with a knife. And his really young son, who wasn't talking yet, just gesturing, was asking him for something. So being a good dad, he gave his son a slice of cucumber. But the kid put the cucumber down. He didn't want the cucumber. And then the dad realized that his son actually wanted the knife. And his father's heart wanted to respond to his child. But of course, he knew that he couldn't give him the knife. That would have been terrible. God loves us. In his power, he could give us anything. But in his love and wisdom, he won't always give us everything. Pray with precision. Seek the Father's heart and learn to love what he loves. There is priority, power, and precision to prayer. We converse, connect, and commune with our loving God. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, for its truth and power. We thank you for your love, your immense love for us. We praise you. You are a God of infinite wisdom and power. And we thank you. Thank you for the privilege of prayer, of communing with you. Thank you for the joy of prayer. And we ask that you would teach us gently, lead us, empower us, stir within our hearts by your Spirit, in the name of Jesus, a passion for prayer. May we, as your people, have a deep desire, an unending longing to connect with and to commune with you. In Jesus' name, we pray.